country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field
into the Trump phenomenon.
I can catch catfish from dusk till
here on October 21st, 2019. I'm your host, James Kelso. We'll be live for the next 60 minutes. You might be part of that on-the-air portion of the show if you call in at 800-313-9443. It's always that same number. Easy to remember. And let's launch in here into the goings-on of the last 24 hours for Donald John Trump. He's got, there's much more here than we can cover. There was a nice development today in Congress. The Patriot congressman in the House voted to censure pencil neck Adam Schiff for his treason. Really, they didn't list it as treason, but that is what he is. He's a traitor to the country. His secret star chamber, kangaroo court, Salem witch trial conducted. You know, I don't think this, were the Salem witch trials conducted in secret? I don't think so, actually. They were, I think, superior to the Adam Shifty Schiff pencil neck star chamber. Star chambers were secret, and you had no rights at all in that star chamber, as I remember my history. But in the Salem witch trials, you actually did have a little bit of you had some rights. A little known feature of the Salem witch trials is that if you confessed to being a witch, you were not harmed. The only way you could get hung at the Salem witch trials would be to insist, as one of my great-great-grandmothers did, that she was not a witch, and that was enough to get you hung. Figure that one out. So, but fortunately, she'd had a son, Richard, before she was hung, and it is through her son, Richard, that I was able to come into the world. Otherwise, no Kelso. Speaking of just the name, Kelso, the sponsor of the bill to censure little pencil neck Adam Schiff, the traitor, is Debbie Lesko. No relationship at all, the name Lesko to Kelso that I know of, but it is the exact same letters. It is an anagram of the name Kelso. Lesko, L-E-S-K-O, is K-E-L-S-O in a different order. So, and I saw her on Fox today. She was wonderful. All the congressmen and women voting to censure little Adam Schiff were wonderful. Shame on those who didn't support, co-sponsor the measure. And, of course, big, big shame, reserve the biggest shame of all for the crazy woman, the communist, the mad woman, Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi is an anagram. Reversal, change the letters in Pelosi and you get bad news. or put the letters differently, you get whack job. Anyway, she did not let it come to the floor for a vote. And so we don't really have a U.S. House of Representatives anymore. That branch of our government has been basically turned into a Bolshevik French Revolution organ. It is not the government, a body of government that our founders envisioned in any way. And there you go. Let's go to some of the developments there, and then we'll also turn to Breitbart. Here's a little taste of what was going on today with Debbie Lesko and the heroes in the House, people like Jim Jordan, who are the sort of congressmen and women envisaged by our founders.
The vote, I have to say, it was a strong statement, and I was very skeptical about it, but it was a strong statement today, and you guys ought to be proud of it.
Yeah, every Republican voted the right way, Lou, because they understand what's going on. They understand the unfair and partisan process that Speaker Pelosi and Adam Schiff are running. I've been saying this for I don't know how long, but think about this. They're trying to impeach the President of the United States 13 months before an election based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who was biased against the president, who worked with Joe Biden. And that's their basis. This guy. And oh, when the call happened, and this whistleblower gets information from somebody who leaked it to him, he writes a memo that says, oh, it was a terrible call, frightening call. But then he waits 18 days until he files the complaint. And just as the president was saying, guess who he runs off and sees first? Adam Schiff's staff. And nobody tells us that he talks to Adam Schiff's staff. Adam Schiff doesn't report it. And when the form that you're supposed to fill out when you're filing a whistleblower complaint, there's a box to check. Did you talk with people on Capitol Hill? This whistleblower failed to check that. So people see this for what it is, and it was good to see every single Republican vote the right way tonight on the floor.
Okay, that's good. I just learned that with you right there. I did not know that every single Republican did come to a floor vote, and 185 Republicans voted for it. 218 demon rats voted against it. That is 32 short of the full 435 membership of the House. There are probably a couple vacant seats right now due to death or vacancy. Anyway, so 32 not voting, 218 demon rats against 185 Republicans. It is very encouraging that they voted correctly. And Donald Trump takes his hat off to them. He takes his Make America Great Again cap off to, let's see some of the people he salutes. He salutes Ann Wagner. He retweets her post. She wrote, as a co-sponsor of the resolution to censure Representative Adam Schiff, I was disappointed Nancy Pelosi did not even allow a vote on the House floor tonight. We need transparency and accountability, not closed-door secret meetings. What are they afraid of, the American people seeing? Now, when she says didn't allow a vote, it may mean the vote was a vote to table the resolution that Schiff is Wagner is talking about. Here's another retweet from the president of John Joyce, another congressman. He retweets Joyce's comment. It is disappointing that House Democrats blocked a vote to condemn and censure Chairman Adam Schiff for lying to the American people. The full House of Representatives should have the chance to hold him accountable for his actions. House Resolution 630 deserves a vote. Then another retweet from the president of Representative Doug LaMalfa. These are people with whom I am probably, like you, unfamiliar. But now we're learning the names of these people who are so voting so well. Tonight I joined Steve Scalise, Andy Biggs, and the House GOP in voting to censure Representative Adam Schiff. Of course, Democrats blocked the measure in the House. Chairman Schiff's dishonesty and lack of transparency with the American people will likely continue. That may be okay, actually, with us patriots. The demon rats, I concur with those who say that the completely out of bounds whack job behavior of the demon rats right now may be making it possible to win back the House on November 3rd, 2020. And what a wonderful day that will be. I think the president for sure is going to win, but we may win back the House. And remember, we've now not had the House for going on 2 years. We had the House under the the treacherous leadership of Paul Ryan for 2 years, but because Republicans and President Trump had a House and a Senate, legislation, good legislation, could be passed. If you lose control of one of those two bodies, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. You're not going to pass any legislation, and that's exactly what's happened since Paul Ryan caused the Republicans, Paul Ryan and I'll mention another name in here in a moment, took away the House of Representatives. And the other name I'll mention is Robert Mueller. The real result of the Mueller investigation, the Mueller witch hunt, one of the real results of the Mueller witch hunt is the fact that Pelosi is Speaker of the House. Enough Americans who don't really know what's going on, who watch MSNBC and CNN and ABC and National Public Radio, those, enough of them, voted the wrong way in 2018. Enough of them believe the BS. Enough. It caused them enough doubt. It sapped some enough enthusiasm for the Republicans that the Republicans lost the House. That's an incredible history-changing result that Robert Mueller, he can put that in his portfolio of accomplishments as a traitor. That's one of his major accomplishments as professional hitman. That's what Robert Mueller is. Let's see some more tweets from the president here. Steve Scalise, breaking. Democrats just blocked Representative Andy Biggs' resolution to hold Adam Schiff accountable for lying to the American people on multiple occasions. Shame on them for once again shielding Schiff from facing any consequences. He should be censured. Let's see here. And then we heard Lou Dobbs talking with Jim Jordan. He's one of the heroes. That's a tweet from the president. Here's Representative Rick Crawford, retweeted by the president. Adam Schiff has eliminated the access Republican HPSCI members have. What is HPSCI, folks? And has locked down depositions in a manner that is an abuse of his, I like this, he puts it in ironic quotes, chairmanship, and degrades what's left of his standing as a House member. His actions will forever be a pox on this committee. So maybe Rick Crawford's on the House Intelligence Committee. Let's see, I'm going to make a stab at that. HPSCI, it would be Committee on Intelligence, I think. Then, let's see some more here. Here's a retweet from the president of Sarah Carter, who's a patriot. You see her on Fox a lot. She's wonderful. After almost 2 months of making a huge deal about the whistleblower testimony that would actually impeach Donald Trump, now Adam Schiff says, quote, "We don't need the whistleblower who wasn't on the call to tell us what took place during the call," unquote. and more of these. Here's Steve Scalise. Let's listen into Steve Scalise for a couple of seconds.
One of those votes that have produced articles of impeachment are actually on articles of impeachment began with a formal vote of the United States House of Representatives on an investigation on whether someone should be impeached. Most of those were federal judges. Three of them were in presidential situations. And what happened is it was an open process. And in those initial in opening of that investigation, the rules were set.
It's taking a little bit too long. It's our fault that we don't have much time to say it. What he's saying, of course, is that here's what Nancy Pelosi has done. She moved the authority on ginning up charges against Donald Trump from the House Judiciary Committee to the House Intelligence Committee. Oh, wait a minute. Nancy, baby, how did you do that? And notice what she did by this sleight of hand. She's a really shifty woman. Talk about shifty shift. She's just as shifty. The Intelligence Committee, because it deals with matters of national intelligence, deals with highly classified material, routinely holds closed meetings, confidential meetings, no press, no access, not even for House members. That's not true of the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee is a public proceeding. So by getting it out of Nadler's Judiciary Committee and moving it over to Schiff's Intelligence Committee, tricky Nancy Pelosi put the whole thing behind closed doors, made it into a star chamber. All right, let's go for some more. Okay, I'm going to play this. I haven't heard it. I'm going to play it. There is this guy on Fox named, what's his first name? Shalhoub is his last name. Is it Tom Shalhoub? The guy is a genius, a comic genius. Anyway, let's listen to his, this is a skit I haven't heard. Let's hope it's as good as he usually is. It's called Adam Schiff Goes for a Physical.
And now, Adam Schiff Goes for a Physical.
Can I deep breath, honey?
Impeachment.
Mr. Schiff, are you aware you don't have a pulse?
Is that a problem? It's never really been an issue before.
He asked him to breathe, and he said he breathed out impeachment. Okay. And here's Steve Scalise summarizing what I just said, retweeted by the president. Here's the reality. All done in secret, led by proven liar Adam Schiff. No authorization from the House, full of misleading leaks from the Democrats. Members of Congress denied access. This process is rotten to the core. And you can see, now again, I'm going to really surpass myself. I'm going to try to achieve my second night in a row, two nights in a row without a swear word. Woo-wee! I don't know if I can do it. Early in the show to predict that. But you see, this is a point where such words are needed. So if Steve Scalise at this point were to put in a powerful word referring to, let's say, a part of the male anatomy, or referring to biological functions of cattle, it would be very good, very effective. So when he says this process is rotten to the core, that doesn't sting. It's rotten to the core. I want stronger language. I think stronger language is appropriate. The president has been the leader in inserting that powerful language. So let's look through his tweets tonight and see if he has used some of that powerful language. But that's my defense of strong words restated. Okay. Okay, here's a... Now, the president is having a blast. Now, I'm playing these tweets, and, you know, they're wonderful. Tom Shalhoub, I think his first name is Tom, is a genius. But Donald Trump is turning him into a famous genius, which is important. We'll be right back.
This man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Got a caller on the line here who goes by the moniker Boy Named Sue. We'll get to you, Sue, in just a moment. I want to play another little bit of audio here. This is pretty darn good. This is, I think, it's been a while, but I think Newt Gingrich was not initially a Trump supporter. He might have been a never-Trumper initially. I'm not sure. This is just a fuzzy memory. But man, has he come around. However he may have started, he's finishing great. And listen to him on Fox and Friends. And here he is. He's speaking powerfully without using four-letter words. He's speaking very powerfully. He manages to do it. Remember, he was Speaker of the House from 95 to 99. Let me find him here. It's pretty powerful stuff. If I can find it, here it comes. Here it comes. It's over in the Trump Twitter account. Here he goes. Listen to Newt Gingrich talking to Fox and Friends.
The reaction to that is that Schiff is an embarrassingly dishonest person. Pelosi has become an embarrassingly dishonest person. The fact is, and I sort of like what Tulsi Gabbard said about Hillary Clinton the other day. I'm not going to repeat it here, but
now I noticed the power of his rhetoric was very effective there. He said, "Schiff is an embarrassingly dishonest person, and so is Pelosi." He just referred to them using their last names without none of the respect due to an honorable person. Very good.
It was rather direct and clear. The Democrats in the House are desperately trying to manufacture something. They wake up every morning saying, "I know Trump did something terrible. I wonder what it was." And they have set up a rigged game that violates every core principle of American justice, violates the Constitution's guarantee of due process. And I think that the American people are ultimately going to get very, very sick of this.
Nice. Nice. Newt Gingrich saying it without using the strong language that I think is works well, too. And now the president today tweeting has just he's lined them up. Congressmen, senators, lined them up, retweeting them. By the way, Andy Biggs, for his motion to censure, had 173 members of Congress co-sponsoring his motion. That's nice. And 185 voted for it. So, in other words, it was unanimous. Wow. That's great. A motion to censure and condemn. And the president says, 55 minutes ago, he says, "Thank you, Dan and Kevin." I don't know which Dan and which Kevin. "Great vote." And oh, this is Dan Crenshaw, the fellow with the eye patch, the war veteran with an eye patch hero. He says, Crenshaw says, "Adam Schiff spent nearly 2 years peddling a false narrative during the Mueller probe. That can't happen again. Proud to co-sponsor this legislation. We demand transparency during this process. The secrecy and conjecture have to end." And then the president says, this is nice. Remember we talked about the president making his Doral Club and golf course in Miami available. He says earlier today, "Doral in Miami would have been the best place to hold the G7 and free." He offered it for free, folks. "But too much heat from the do-nothing radical left Democrats and their partner, the fake news media." He keeps inserting that. It's not the DNC, the Democrats alone, their partner, the fake news media. "I'm surprised that they allow me to give up my $400,000 plus presidential salary." He does. He gives up his salary. He donates it every month or quarter. And then he says, "We'll find someplace else." So that story has gone very well. President, it was enough that the president wanted to do something to make it heinous. So he just says, "Okay, forget about it. We'll go someplace else much more expensive that won't be free, not even close." All these phrases that the president is inserting into our minds and into our lingo, "not even close, that's a Trumpism." It's true, that's a Trumpism. He's got these favorite phrases that are so wonderful. And we're all going to be using them for the rest of our lives. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
And it was pretty pathetic.
"My son..."
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life
behind us now. And are the good times really over or good? Well, let's contemplate that question for just a moment. Too bad Merle's not here with us. Downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Let's contemplate how our snowball is going here for just a moment. Merle would certainly enjoy this if he had lived to see it. This is from the lips of Bret Baier. No, not Bret Baier. It's, oh my gosh. Well, anyway. What is his name? You guys help me when you hear his voice. We all know him on Fox. And shame on me for forgetting his name. But all these people are becoming very, very famous with Donald Trump's retweeting of their good words. Here he is.
I have such a great statistic that I cannot wait to share with America. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah. Okay.
Average household income for middle-class families 8 years under President Bush went up $400. 8 years under Barack Obama, went up $1,000. In just 2.5 years under President Trump, average middle-class family income has gone up $5,000 in 2.5 years. And when you add the tax cut to that, it's $6,000. That is...
isn't that great, folks? 2.5 years, $6,000, six times anything in... And remember, Obama, in 8 years... What? How much will your middle class, average American income go on? Income go up in 8 years of the Trump presidency? At the pace he's going, it'll be a lot. If he keeps up that pace right there, it'll be more than $20,000. That's a lot of money. And then the pathetic George Walker Bush, 8 years, he managed to get American income up 50 lousy bucks a year. What a piece of work George Bush, George W. Bush was. Okay, let's go to our caller, a boy named Sue. I think he's still out in California. What's on your mind?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm still here in California. Don't worry, I'm saving up to leave this godforsaken place. How do you do? My name is Sue.
Well, and by the way, I know California really, really well. There are corners.
You used to live here.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Mendocino County. I used to live in the Palisades, Malibu, Santa Monica, Rancho Cucamonga. That's a real place, folks. Mm-hmm. Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, yeah.
I lived all over. Yeah.
I'm altogether too familiar with all of those places. I really wish I wasn't. My God, the more I look at these politics lately, Jamie, the more I'm starting to wonder if we've all just drank different flavors of the Kool-Aid and forgot to add the sugar. This is starting to get so dumb. I'm starting to look at this this diatribe they're feeding us, man, this divide and conquer crap. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep it family-friendly here, but this is all just real crap. We do need a four-letter word here. You're absolutely right. This is absolute crap.
Yes.
What the hell are they trying to feed us here? And they actually expect us to believe this crap?
Well, you know,
besides myself is failing to believe this. I hope there's a lot of us.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, you mentioned divide and conquer. And let me just throw my thought from the peanut gallery on that. I think maybe what we're looking at here, Sue, is something better.
Oh, you can call me Robert. You know,
okay,
who
Robert.
I am.
Okay,
you can
Robert.
Call me Robert.
Okay, Robert. Okay, Robert. Is something that's maybe pretty wonderful, which is divide. Finally, yeah, let's choose up sides. Hmm. Let's divide.
So you're talking about something like the separation of the wheat and the chaff, there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And you
okay,
know, and
I'm not sure that'll go very pleasantly, but I still agree maybe it's most necessary. I just wish there was another option. Ian, every time I look
so
at the separation of wheat and chaff, I'm starting to realize that might actually, yeah, that might not so go so well.
Yeah, it might not. But let me undergird that thought with a part, you know, a necessary part, which is this, that if you have a society where you have a real society, a civil society where people are nice to each other and they respect each other and they have institutions in common, then you don't want to be divided against yourself. You want to stay united as a community. That makes sense. But I think that's gone. I think it's long gone. And I think instead what we have is we have two entirely different civilizations, two entirely different views of the world, two entirely different populations. So Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff's population, I don't think they're ever going to feel the love for you, Robert, or me. I don't think we're ever going to have any, holding hands and singing by moonlight. I think this is a war. So I think maybe the polarization, that's the word I've used, is that our society, Donald Trump has brought us the great polarization where we're finding out who the men are, and who the
assume, by the way, you say that you think that the polarization is a good thing, right?
I think only in this sense, it has to happen. You know, if you're going to have if you're if it if you need a war, if there has to be a war to settle something, if you don't have the war, that's not necessarily good. So, because if you don't have the war, then you didn't defend the thing that required a war to defend it. And so I think we're in a war. That's why, you know, this appearance, like this vote today to censure Adam Schiff, the Republicans are voting to censure him because he's thrown all the rules into the toilet. He's thrown all the norms, as Newt Gingrich said, all the norms, the concept of due process enshrined in the Constitution. He's just flushed that down the toilet. Well, yeah. And remember, the best quote I read from yesterday from Donald Trump was this one, where he said, "When are the Republicans going to learn to fight?" That is the question. To be or not to be, that is the question, folks. When are the Republicans going to learn to fight? This man, Donald Trump, is such a wise philosopher. And
I'll wrap it up. I don't think Donald Trump was just talking about those Democrats up in office. I think he was talking about every one of us Republicans out here on Main Street. I think that he was trying to explain to everybody that it's time to fight back. Okay. And if we don't, we're screwed.
Yeah. Okay, I'll agree with you. He's talking about both. But the Democrats, they've been fighting all along. We have a fist fight in which we have our hands tied behind our backs, and we've tied them ourselves. So this is a fist fight in which we need to get our fists out in front of our faces, and we need to have some counterpunching here. He said, when will the Republicans learn to fight? And this is the Democrats in a war. Think about it, folks. How many rules are there in a war? Like, when your Air Force is dropping bombs on the enemy's cities, killing everybody in the city, how many rules are being respected right there? None. Mm. None. There are no rules.
Let me ask you a question, James, I asked the last host.
It's
a big question. It's really an important question. Now, if there's a vote that we could make that would help us be able to secure some kind of solution for our forward, history here, great. But if not, what is our other option? See, I was just talking to John Stettmiller and Steve Elkin about this last hour, and I really respected what they had to say, but I'm still looking for a good solution here, and I'm hoping it doesn't come to arms in the street. But if our vote doesn't count, if they're going to be so corrupt that we can't actually get anything done that way, then how do we respond to be able to save what we have here?
Robert, I have your answer. Your answer is about to come up.
I hope you do.
Yes,
God bless you. I've been through 20 radio shows waiting for this. Let's see how this goes. I want to hear your answer.
Okay, the answer in two words is Trump movement. And then expanding upon that short answer.
Is that with or without
Trump?
Hang
on. Here's what that means. That means that Donald Trump right now, he is creating the answer, which is a separate society, a movement, a coalition of all patriots, a bonding together. A banding together of all of us patriots.
Hold on. No, I've heard you. I respect
you. No,
I'm
not holding on. Robert, I agree please. With you I'm not on holding most on. Points. I got nothing to hold on to. No,
can
Robert.
Can we let go of the unicorns and rainbows here? Robert,
you cut me off right in the middle of my thought. Don't do that.
You're right.
I love
you're
you, brother,
right.
but don't cut
go
me off in the middle of my thought.
No,
and
you're,
don't
you're
use.
Absolutely
don't tell
right.
me to hold
finish
on. I'm holding on to my desk right now. I'm holding on, okay? Now let me finish what I'm saying. All right?
Okay.
Is that Donald Trump, with the Trump movement, is creating an alternate society, a separate society. We're separating. We're polarizing. This is what happens when people secede. Secession is an example of this kind of activity. So those of us that are patriots in the European world, we are, I believe, going to have to tell those people that are Nancy Pelosi's and Adam Schiff's, hey, you guys, take a hike. Go have your society. Go have your world. You don't like us. We don't like you. You go over there, and we're going to go over here. And that doesn't have to be a shooting war at all. There are many, many situations in which many of my ancestors crossed the Atlantic because they had disagreements in Europe. and so they left and they came here. And that works. That's a good way. People separating is a great way to resolve something. Donald Trump, right now, ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience, don't wring your hands and don't fret over this question. Donald Trump, right now, his greatest achievement, even greater than winning the presidency, is that with these rallies, 20,000 at a pop, that he is holding, in which you are there, he is building the movement that will, in fact, save your people. That's my answer, Robert. What do you think of it?
Well, I agree with you about 95%. Do you mind if I leave you with one last coherent thought?
Sure.
From my own perspective?
Sure.
Okay. I think that the level of division that's begun to spring up in our society right now as an America needs to really be carefully reflected upon, because our free republic, if we're lucky enough to keep it, it really relies on us being able to cohesively preserve that republic. And right now, that is all in question. I mean, there's other influence right now.
Okay.
That was a good sentence. Everything that we're looking
Robert,
at right now.
Don't turn it into a run-on sentence. That was a good sentence. It had a period on it.
That was good enough.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. All right, so that was good. Robert's question led me to something that is one of my most important points. One of the things I want to convey out there in radio land with this show is that you out there feel good, have a good, victorious feeling. That's the phrase that Johnny Cash uses in that great song. I wish I had it queued up for Daddy, who's Gene Autry? And Johnny Cash sings about how when he was a little boy and his daddy would let him go, he and his buddies would go to the picture show, and they'd watch Gene Autry. And he always got the bad guy, and somehow when he shot, nobody bled, but they always went down. And then he said, me and my little friends, we left that theater with a smile and a good, victorious feeling. That's what I'm loving about Donald Trump. I'm ending every day of my life right now with a good, victorious feeling, thanks to Donald Trump. The amazing things that he is doing. Who is Gene Autry, Daddy? He's Donald Trump. That's who he is. And let's see if I have time to do that. I think I do. Yeah, I'm going to have another segment. So in the next little break, I'm going to go find you that clip, and I'm going to play a little piece of that. Daddy, who's Gene Autry? And this is just fun for me to... Let's go back to Gene Autry here, and just Gene Autry simply being a metaphor for a hero who's rescuing our people. Oh, let's look here. Oh, let's first of all, with Donald Trump, he's on horseback. You know, he's moving faster than the rest of us. We're all on foot here. Donald Trump's moving fast. Let's see if he's got a new tweet here in the last 10 seconds. I don't think I see one. No, no. Probably once in a while he's got to sit down and eat dinner, and he has to watch these great shows that he watches. All of these heroes that we have. And notice what's he doing? He's blending all these heroes. He's getting us all together. He's getting us to. And by the way, was it Robert that mentioned separating the wheat from the chaff? He's separating the chaff like Mitt Romney. That's chaff. That's chaff from the wheat. That's Jim Jordan and others like him. And Donald Trump is doing that. People like, what's his face? It just retired. What's his name? Shepard Smith. Donald Trump just let him have it right in the kisser with tweets against Shepard Smith. And funny thing, some weeks after those telling blows from the president, Shepard Smith hangs up his spurs and quits at Fox. And others are being outed. Oh, there's one that comes to mind here. There's a whole raft of them. But you'll notice that what they all share in common is they take shots at Donald Trump. Some of them just shoot continuously, like Shepard Smith. Others take pot shots. They'll kind of go along. They'll pretend to be a conservative for 10 minutes or 2 minutes or 30 seconds. Then they'll take another, they'll insert another zinger, causing doubt or confusion among Trump supporters. And they're larded in to the recipe over there at Fox. But Trump is discovering them, and he's pointing them out and identifying them. So he's, to answer your question, Robert, Trump is not only creating a movement, he's creating the media that that movement requires. Donald Trump right now, by separating the good guys from the bad guys, is creating the Patriot Network that is about to emerge. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, folks, we're at the end of our show, and I'm going to give you a treat here. I love this. You know, Donald Trump's motto is Make America Great Again. Well, listen to Johnny Cash, who lived and thrived in that America that was once great, and his song in which he sings about Gene Autry to his little boy, who says, Daddy, who's Gene Autry? And the song in the background is Put Him Back in the Saddle, keyword, again. Make America Great Again. Put him back in the saddle again. Here it is. Listen to this. It's a Donald Trump story. It really is. Here you go.
Whoopee.
Retire-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again.
My little boy said,
Daddy, who's Gene Autry?
His old movie was coming on TV. And I said, let me tell you about him, son. And I took him upon my knee. Why, when I was a little boy about your size, and just about every Saturday night, when I could scrape up a dime for the movies, and when my daddy said, all right, I'd be right downtown at the picture show, like everybody else that could, to see a handsome man on a big fine stallion going about doing good.
Doing good.
Singing Whoopee Tie-Yi-Yo, rocking to and fro, put him back in.
Make America
the saddle
great again.
Whoopee Tie-Yi-Yay, let him go on his way, back in the saddle again.
Why, he could ride his horse and play his guitar and sing all at the same time.
And Twitter.
And I was riding right along there beside him on that broomstick pony of mine. And you know, his pistol never ran out of bullets when the bad guys had to be stopped. And somehow his bullets never drew any blood, but the bad guys dropped when he shot. Yeah. Old Gene was the image of justice.
Justice.
And goodness and purity. And in the eyes of a poor little country boy, he made the world look better to me. Singing Whoopee Tie-Yi-Yo.
Made the world look better.
Rocking to and fro. Put him back in the saddle again. Whoopee Tie-Yi-Yo. Let him go on his way, back in the saddle again.
And you know the way he rescued the rancher's daughter, it sent a thrill right up the aisle. And the ending would always send us home with a good victorious
smile. That good victorious smile.
Now you ask me who's Gene Autry. Well, son, go ahead and watch.
We're going to run out of time.
And then ride on into the sunset
here
with him.
We'll play it again
like
sometime,
I did
folks.
40 years.
Thanks for joining us. We got to the good victorious smile. I hope it's on your face right now. We'll see you again tomorrow night. So long, folks.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.